How's the capital city, Mike?
Good. Well, interesting. It's been we've been kind of treading water a little bit this past couple weeks, but we start hearings today on committee hearings. So as soon as we start getting some bills kicked out to the floor, things are going to start getting pretty busy. Kind of keep watching for those that are interested in particular bills. If you want to testify, there you can get on the website and see what bills are being scheduled for hearings. I've got a couple of bills this week that'll be actually next week on the 31st that'll be heard in Urban Affairs Committee. It'll be my micro TIF bill, and then also a cleanup bill on when a mayor on a city of the first class can vote to break a tie. So I'll get those two out of the way. Hopefully get those to the floor fairly quickly, not have to burn a priority designation and be able to save it. At this point, it's sure looking like I may need to use my priority for the two-person crew. So I'm going to kind of monitor how that goes to see. But that will be likely my priority if it comes to that. My main concern with that bill right now is I'm trying to get it scheduled earlier, because if the longer it takes to get through committee, there's going to be a lot more priority designated bills on the floor.
Sure.
And so those bills are going to be heard first. And so I don't want to let this legislative session get too far down the line. Particularly, there's several controversial bills that will come up that will all be filibustered, and that will burn a lot of time on those. So a lot of the game management right now is really kind of managing how much time it's going to take on the floor and making sure that your bills that you want on the floor to be heard get through committee as quickly as possible.
And of course, for those that are unaware, each individual senator in the Nebraska legislature will have the opportunity to prioritize one bill. And then I believe the speaker gets several bills to prioritize. And then don't committee chairs get a bill to prioritize on behalf of the committee they serve on as well, Senator?
That's correct. You can have committee priorities. The speaker gets 25 priority bills. So the speaker gets a lot of bills that he can bring, and he will certainly do that. that we've talked a little bit about rules, and it might be good just for your listeners to understand that we talk a lot about committee rules, and I can tell you that amazingly enough, we only had 7 rules that we debated last week. We actually got them done on Thursday. The reason we were able to get those 7 debated early is because it was 7 relatively non-controversial bills. Now, there's been a lot as it relates to, non-controversial rules. Now, I would tell you that the secret ballot rule was not brought forward, but I do expect that it will be brought forward here the next week or two. And when that comes, that will be highly contested, highly controversial. We'll burn a lot of time going through that. But I would tell you, when people ask, why are the rules so important? Well, one reason rules are important is LB 626 is the heartbeat bill. Well, to give you an idea of how the rules get used in the legislature, Senator Megan Hunt has already dropped, I think, 3 individual indefinitely postponed amendments, along with several other amendments. These are all meant to just burn time and delay that bill. Now, this 626 has not even gotten through committee yet. It was just introduced as a bill, and already these IPP motions and other amendments have been filed on a bill that's not even come out of committee yet. And why'd she do it? Well, because the rules permit it, and it's a delaying tactic. And so that's why we spend a lot of time talking about the rules, because at the end of the day, in my opinion, the minority needs to be heard, and they can be heard. We do have fair and full debate.
Sure.
By having 8 hours of debate on a bill that's on general file, then you hear 4 hours of debate on a bill that's on select file, and 2 hours on final reading. And then you can have a cloture vote, which takes 33 votes to force debate. All of these other amendments and stalling tactics are done to try to keep that bill from ever getting moved forward for the body to ever vote on it. And I fundamentally have some concerns with that, because we were all sent down there by the voters to vote for bills that the voters want brought forward. And some of these rules prevent that from happening. And so that's why there's a lot of time spent on trying to make rules that are fair to the minority, but also allow the majority to move forward legislation that the public wants to hear.
And Senator Jacobson, so permanent rules for the body were officially adopted last week. So does that mean that future conversation that might be firing up for the rules conversation is going to come in the form of a bill?
Yes, actually, it'll come back off the floor. It'll be pulled from the it'll be brought forward by the rules chair, and he'll bring it on another just another rules change. Because it was debated in the committee, he can file a pull motion basically to pull it to the floor. Takes 30 votes to do that, and then bring it forward. And of course, you're going to need 33 votes. Well, actually, in the case of a rule, there is no cloture vote, and so that's why a few years ago, I think 4 years ago, they spent 27 days debating rules.
Yeah,
because you can't bring it to cloture. So you need to get a vote at some point. So making rules changes are very, very difficult in the legislature, and we'll see what the fate of this is. But the minority is very active. They know the rules, and they're using every rule possible to delay votes on things that they don't want to see move forward.
And Senator Jacobson, talking about the rules debate and the conversation last week with the rules, Senator Michaela Kavanaugh introduced a proposal on the rules that would eliminate the opportunity for individuals to carry a firearm in the state capitol building. This is an item that Tom Brewer, the great Tom Brewer, spoke out against, and you voted against as well, and didn't have a lot of support when it was introduced and wasn't even introduced by the rules chair, oddly enough.
No, it was the way that worked is, and it was actually kind of funny to see how that all worked. Senator Kavanaugh had submitted that as a rules change to the Rules Committee, and I believe she actually served on the Rules Committee. So the fact that it was debated in the Rules Committee made it eligible to be pulled from committee, and so that's really what she did, is she brought two rules changes that weren't submitted by the Rules Committee itself, but that she was pulling from the Rules Committee. Now, it was interesting because just before she offered those pull motions, she had spent a great deal of time on the floor railing on people that offer pull motions. And effectively, that's what she did here. So that was kind of humorous to watch. And Senator Erdman was very quick to point that out to her on the floor. But I would just tell you that that's really never going to pass among, if you look at the legislative body that we have there today, there is strong momentum to pass a constitutional carry bill that did not get across the finish line last year, and there's really no appetite to place additional restrictions on the Second Amendment in Nebraska. And so any of those bills, in my mind, are dead on arrival.
Again, District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Senator Jacobson, late last week, I believe it was Thursday morning, you were part of a legislative Zoom call with around 30 members of the 42nd Legislative District community hosted by our North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation. And this is something that you plan to continue to do as the session progresses.
Yeah, that's correct. And I want to, again, make it known to everyone who's listening that this is, I'm really focused on trying to reach out to everyone, hear from everyone. I want them to hear what's going on, but more importantly, I want to hear from them. What are the questions that you have? What are the issues that are concerning you? Even though bill introduction has been completed, there are a lot of bills that are going to come to the floor that can be amended. And then a lot of them can get amended through committee itself. So there's all kinds of topics of bills. For example, the tax bills. I didn't offer any standalone tax bills that would reduce taxes, because there's several bills already out there, many of which either cover the issues that I'm concerned about or I know can get amended to bring in additional pieces. One of the bills that I've signed on to as a co-sponsor is, as you realize or remember, last year in the omnibus tax cut bill, we had set up for Social Security taxes to be phased out completely over 3 years. Well, there's a bill that's been introduced now that will accelerate that to end Social Security taxes immediately. So I have signed on to that bill. What I'm going to look at now and what I'm working on is, can we do more in terms of other forms of retirement income and be able to get it exempted from state income taxes as well? I've heard from constituents as it relates to annuities and other types of retirement that is not Social Security. So I'm working on that and working with the bill sponsor to see whether they accept an amendment and what that would cost to be able to bring that into the mix as well. I'm very concerned about seniors and what they're, with inflation being what it is. What can we do to further help seniors' income to get stretched further? Eliminating a tax on retirement income would go a long ways.
And Senator Jacobson, let's talk a little bit more about that call-in that you're doing with the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation. It's a great opportunity, like you were saying, to have some connections, some one-on-one opportunities with your constituents. This is obviously open to the public virtually and then at the chamber office as well. And some great dialogue last week, I felt like, between you and some school administrators here in the area, including Ryan Purdy, the president of Mid Plains Community College, and then North Platte Public School Superintendent Dr. Todd Rhodes. I thought there was some great dialogue between the two of you, and it's great to see that happening and great to see that hosted by the chamber and seeing you participate in it as well.
Well, thank you. And I would tell you again that anyone that's hearing this call this morning, if you want to be a part of that call, you can either do a call in or you can do it by Zoom. Contact the chamber office, get the email with the Zoom instructions. We may be moving the date and time around a little bit. We did it last Thursday. We started at 8:30, but I needed to get going by 9 o'clock. So I would expect that they're going to start at 8 o'clock in the future. We've been bouncing back and forth. Do we do it on Tuesday or do we do it on Thursday? Those are the mornings that I've got available. But I really want to continue to do this. I think it's a great way for me to hear specifics from constituents. And again, it's just a great dialogue to really kind of understand what the needs are of the district and to let you know the fine points of what might be happening in individual bills.
Yeah, it's great to break it down a little bit, too, in a bit of a casual setting. And obviously, it's another way that you're promoting transparency from your office and from you as our District 42 Senator as well, Mike, continuing to do the Monday morning radio shows, starting the chamber call-ins too weekly, even though those times may change. It's still two opportunities for constituents to hear directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Well, and I also now every other Friday morning, I do a call in on KOGA radio. Can I say that on your radio station?
We'll allow it. Yeah, we'll allow it.
All right.
Like you already did.
But I do that at 8:30 Central Time, 7:30 Mountain Time. And so, again, I'm just trying to reach everyone that gets down into Perkins County and I'm just trying to reach everyone as possible. Senator Erdman does the off Friday, and then I do the other Friday. And so
Sure. We're
kind of tag-teaming in terms of kind of giving people updates.
Awesome. And Senator Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, I'm trying to think of a new trivia question for Rick. I'm going to have to get a hold of Christina and see what she's got now. I think we got this last thing. What's that?
I never got the answer officially from Christina for the last one. Was I right or wrong?
Well, I think she's conceded that cows do bark, I think. Is that what we said? Is it bark?
It said bark, yeah, and I said prairie dogs.
Yes. I think we're good on that. I think you did get the proper answer.
Okay.
I'm going to be back in the office after a while, and I know Christina listens to this, so I may be in hot water if I answered this wrong, but I'll clarify it next week.
Well, I'll cover for you a little, Mike. I've moved a lot of cattle, and I've never heard one bark.
Well, I want you to know my wife has said that they bark as the before they move. Okay? So it's kind of a technicality. I'm kind of going with no on the bark, but, you know, it's my wife, so... If she says the cow barks, it barks. Okay.
Wise man.
And that's how you stay married as long as the senator has.
47 years. 47
very good.
Years. Senator Jacobson, very much appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir.